Hello and welcome to Good Morning Thailand. We're going to be talking about some of the headlines from across the country today, and joining me is the voice of God.
Hello.
There she is. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. We hope you're having a great Wednesday as I turn on the live chat so I can... Oh, there we go. I've turned on the live chat so I can now see when you're sending us messages. So please keep your messages coming in. We've got the voice of God monitoring the comments, and we're going to answer them throughout the episode and possibly after as well. Got an update for you to start with today. It's regarding the Southeast Asia Games, because the saga continues. Now, yesterday, I spoke about a story where Thailand was commenting on the cost of the Southeast Asia Games broadcasting. And Thai PBS World, which is a renowned outlet in Thailand, recently reported that Cambodia was asking for $800,000 US dollars. $800,000 US dollars, which is about 28 million baht for live broadcast rights. However, the Secretary General of KAMSOK, Khun Vath, said that Cambodia had never demanded the amount of money for broadcasting rights. He has told the Khmer Times that we, as in KAMSOK, are not involved in fee negotiations as we leave it to our agency. The final fee will be one agreed upon by both parties, and Cambodia will not have any decision on it. We are not forcing anyone to pay for the rights. He rejected claims by Thai media as being misinformed, and he said that none of the participating countries were prepared... He rejected the claim that none of the participating countries were prepared to pay the broadcasting fee. He said those claims were misinformed. He said, as of now, almost all countries have acquired the rights to broadcast the Southeast Asia Games from Cambodia, which include Vietnam, Indonesia, the Philippines, Singapore, and Malaysia. And he said the rest are still negotiating, and it's a process that should be concluded soon. He assured the local TV channels in Cambodia that they'll be able to broadcast for free the Southeast Asia Games. So... what's really going on? Is the Thai media misinformed? Where did they get their sources from? The Cambodia Southeast Asia Games broadcasting rights saga continues. Carmel, can you tell me how excited are you for the Southeast Asia Games?
To be very honest, I don't even watch the Southeast Asia Games.
What?
Do you watch the Southeast Asia Games?
Sure. Absolutely. Why wouldn't I? I'm a patriot. No, I don't really. But it's, I don't know why this is news. This is news that is being dominated around Thai media at the moment. Mm. And it seems like Thailand and Cambodia just have this back and forth going on right now.
Yeah, wasn't there an issue with the Muay Thai?
So it started with the Muay Thai, how because Cambodia is hosting the Southeast Asia Games, they decided to change the sport of Muay Thai, what it's called, to Khun Khmer, I believe, because they feel that the origins of Muay Thai are actually from Cambodia, and therefore they can change the name, which then sparked controversy because the Muay Thai fighters didn't want to compete anymore. Then Thailand commented, and the Prime Minister was like, everybody calm down. And now it's about broadcasting rights. So Thailand says, hey, too expensive. Cambodia says, actually, it's not that expensive, and we're not forcing you to buy it, so take it or leave it. It seems like no one else has a problem. Why do you? So I guess it's all about the negotiations. So I still feel like this saga is not finished, and the fact that this is a saga slightly makes me sad. Moving on. Alcohol. We're all fans of alcohol on the show, I think, possibly. Maybe you're not, and that's okay. But Alcoholic Drink Control Act, that has been going on in Thailand for the last 15 years, has reduced drinking in Thailand by 2%. That's right. Alcohol consumption is down 2% after 15 years of Thailand's Alcoholic Drink Control Act. The law banned alcohol advertisements and placed limits on when and where booze can be sold. A seminar recently entitled Different Views on 15-year Enforcement of the Alcohol Drink Control Act was held on Sunday at Bangkok's Asia Hotel, where the success of the program was outlined. The percentage of Thai adults who drink alcohol was 30% in 2008 and now sits at 28%. All right, 2% of the overall population, well done. It might be a good sign, I guess, or bad sign, depending on who you are, that overall drinking is down. However, women are drinking more than before. The number of male drinkers dropped from 52.23% to 46.4%, a decrease of 5.9%. However, the number of female drinkers has risen by 1.7%. Younger and elder drinking has decreased as well. The ratio of drinkers in the over 60 age group and the 15 to 19-year-old group has declined. An opinion poll was conducted in January that revealed that the majority of individuals favored the Alcohol Drink Control Act, which limits the sale of alcohol to certain places and times of the day. A lot of people sometimes complain about why you can't buy alcohol during the afternoons, because it's the Alcohol Drink Control Act. Mm-hmm. Some people don't necessarily think it's because of those reasons. However, yeah, Thailand and its Alcohol Drink Control Act likes to think so. Additionally, the survey indicated that most respondents were in favor of alcohol advertising being prohibited. The act bans sales of alcohol at places like petrol stations and requires the government to provide free rehabilitation to recovering alcoholics. But like everything in Thailand, there are loopholes and gaps in the law, which haven't stopped booze from being sold to underage drinkers or even anyone during the hours you're not supposed to buy at small stores, bars, and pubs. Also, alcohol manufacturers can sidestep the advertising ban by sponsoring events or buying image promo ads. That's right. Do you know the timings of the alcohol ban during the day, Carmel?
Yeah, you can't buy alcohol from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m.
Is it 2? I thought it was a bit earlier than 2.
Yeah. I mean, my friends used to be frustrated over that because imagine you have a holiday and you forgot to buy the alcohol beforehand.
Yeah.
Then you'd have to wait all the way till 5 p.m. But, I mean, after our hearing about the drunk driving accidents, I thought that that timing was actually perfect. Like, oh, maybe a little bit perfect. But, yeah.
It's also, you can only buy alcohol then in the evening from 5 p.m. to midnight, is it? I think you can't buy it after midnight.
Yes, 5 p.m. to 12 a.m.
I don't understand that, but sure. You could buy it at 11:58, as much alcohol as you want, but not 12:01. That is the law.
Yeah.
All right.
This is for buying your own alcohol,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, from like 7-Eleven.
Like bars, yeah, and selling.
No, yeah, yeah. Not bars, obviously. This is like if you want to, because I mean, the fact that it's readily available in 7-Eleven, that's a whole different topic.
Yeah.
Perhaps don't make it so easily accessible if you don't want people to drink it. We have like 1,000 7-Elevens per, I don't know, 500 meters in this country.
I thought they would ID people when you buy from 7-Eleven, but they don't.
Well, it depends. If you look the age, it's fine.
Oh,
most
I
of
see.
The time, it's like a don't ask, don't tell policy kind of. But yeah, now the government has actually come out and they've called for the ban of sly alcohol ads. What is a sly alcohol ad? Anti-Alcohol Consumption Networks on Tuesday called for a ban on the use of alcoholic beverage logos to promote non-alcoholic drinks, labeling it a marketing ploy to raise people's recognition of unhealthy products. I wonder why it took them so long to do it. What do they do? So, for example, companies like Sing, you know, their prime product is beer.
Yeah.
Chang, I think Leo doesn't have water, but Chang and Sing, what they do is they have their own brand of mineral water or drinking water. And since it's prohibited to market Chang beer or Sing beer, they market their logo and their brand with Chang water and Sing water.
Oh.
So when you're in the movies, you'll see that, ooh, Chang soda water. Ooh, Chang drinking water. Or you'll be in the BTS and you'll see Sing drinking water. Ooh, brought to you by Sing soda water, the best soda water in the world. Mm. So it's brand recognition. It's putting your brand out there. It's a great marketing strategy. And that's the only way that they can sponsor their logo and their brand. By, you know, because eventually people are, even if you're a child who doesn't know what Sing is, you're like, ooh, Sing drinking water. Okay, what's this about? And then they go to 7-Eleven and they're like, and oh, look, these beers are called Sing.
Yeah.
So they want to put a stop to that because in some Western countries, you're not even allowed to market Coca-Cola.
Really?
Yeah. So like when you're in the cinemas, it's a marketing strategy. I studied about it when I was in school. So like when you're in a cinema and before you start the movie, you know, you have the popcorn ad and then like sound check brought to you by Coca-Cola. And then they like have the sound of the gas popping up like.
Yeah.
But when you it's a marketing strategy where when you're watching it just before that, and if you don't have a Coke or popcorn, you hear the sound of the Coke and you start getting thirsty and they're like, I wish I had something to drink. And most people statistically find themselves going out and getting a drink
or
getting a drink before they come in because they're so used to it. It becomes part of their habit. And many European, I think European countries or Australia, I forgot which one it was. They banned soft drink companies from marketing in cinemas.
Is it because of the health?
Yes,
like risk?
Because
yeah, okay.
allegedly it promotes obesity and weight gain, and it's just garbage for your body.
Mm.
I mean, it tastes great. I'm not gonna lie. I like a can of Pepsi every now and then, or Coke, but I have to accept that it's garbage for my body. Now, the government, going back to topic, called for the government to ban sly alcohol ads. They said they need to amend the law, which is Article 32, which is a loophole that allows alcohol companies to benefit from the brand recognition in the sale of the other drinks, such as water or soda water. Have you ever had Chang water?
No.
Yeah, me neither. Why would you?
I don't know why. Because I associated the logo, the brand, so much with beer, that I don't think I would go for the water.
I only
think of like Nestle or Crystal or...
Nestle water. I love it. Yeah.
Crystal. I go with Crystal more. But
Crystal
then,
is the most neutral tasting water, I think. But yeah, Sing water I've tried. Sing water is quite a lot more popular than Chang water.
Mm.
But yeah.
Have you ever tried it?
What?
Chang water or Sing water.
No, I'm not a crazy person. I like Minere. You know how they I think Minere is definitely Thai, but they make it sound like it's a French company.
Oh, yeah, because there's the... Yeah. Oh, I didn't know it's Thai.
So like in English, you'd be like, ooh, Minere. But in Thai, it's Minere. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, what's your favorite drinking water in Thailand? Let us know in the comments, as the voice of God is supposedly and allegedly monitoring the comments. Our last story before we take a break is regarding a Thai man who's printed a banner thanking the court for imprisoning his sons for 33 years. Yep, you've heard that right. An attempted murder survivor from Udon Thani in the northeast of Thailand has had a huge banner printed out and stuck on his pickup truck, thanking the Udon Thani court for imprisoning his two sons for 33 years because his sons tried to kill him over a land dispute. This was ruled according to the court. The banner reads, "Thank you to Nong Han police and prosecutors at Udon Thani court for sentencing my ungrateful sons to 33 years in prison for their ungrateful actions against me. Instant karma, don't have to wait until the next life." However, the suspect's wife and relative tell a completely different story. Now, it's been reported that an 80-year-old man named Khun Uy put up a banner condemning his two sons. And let's look into the different story. So, his sons allegedly attempted to kill him. I guess not allegedly, because the court ruled that they did, and therefore they're in jail for 33 years. But one of his sons, Khun Prida, said that the two younger brothers came to his father's house on the evening of September 8 last year. They threatened to kill their father, but he ignored them. And they then later returned the following day and attacked. Who's Banling and Boon Chan? Yeah. They fought each other, and basically everybody was injured. So the father filed a complaint against his two young sons for attempted murder at the police station. And on February 23, the court sentenced the sons to 33 years in prison.
I find it weird that he made a banner though for it. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a bit excessive, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
This whole story is kind of weird. This is the viral of virals. This story is like in Line, on Facebook, media outlets. Reporters are all over this story. So many reporters have actually tried to interview and get in contact with the man's wife, Khun Suntri, about the issue. She's refused to provide details. She only said that all his accusations that the sons tried to kill him were not true. And a relative of the family shared with the media that everybody in the family, also the neighbors, know the real truth. And they said that the kids, the sons that were imprisoned, were very good people and always gave their father money. And apparently the father used to spend all the money on young women. And the sons complained about his actions, which made him angry. And therefore, eventually, tensions rose, fights broke out, the dad complained or lodged a complaint saying that they allegedly tried to kill him and got his way, and they were sentenced 33 years. And then he printed out a giant banner driving around in a pickup truck telling the province, thanks for putting my children in jail. Strange story. Yeah, that's the story. I'm still confused, even though I've read it a couple of times, and I know very well about it, but it just doesn't click. I feel like there's some missing information. I feel like clearly there needs to be more investigation into this, because I feel like the story is a bit oversimplified as well. The court wouldn't have ruled in his favor unless there was some significant amount of evidence. Like, this man is no politician. He's no rich person. He's just an average person from this province. And his two sons must have done something severe, or there must be quite a lot of evidence that I think that's not been really portrayed in the investigation as of yet, that shows if they really tried to murder him or not. Who's lying? Who's telling the truth? We don't know. Carmel. Good talk, Carmel. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm sorry, did you ask for my opinion?
Yes. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break. Once we come back from the break, we're going to be taking some of your questions, a few questions before we end the show. So we'll be back right after this.
And join the fun at Carnival Magic, the world's first high carnival theme park. Don't miss the opportunity to experience the enchantment of the magical wonders at the one, the only, Carnival Magic Phuket.
Hello, and welcome back. You're watching Good Morning Thailand. This show is brought to you by Carnival Magic. It's a carnival fantasy. That's right. I'm going to address some of the comments. PG Santa's in the house. It's been a while. Welcome back, PG. No longer a member, but we still love you, no matter what. I'd like to take this moment to thank all of our members who support our work and allow us to make the videos that we make. We appreciate you. We thank you. And all the viewers who watch us every day, who like our videos, who comment on our videos, who join our live chat, we appreciate you as well. Thank you very much. Let's take some comments. Now, Tex, I have not ignored you. He keeps talking about how I need a female co-host. I get it, Tex. I read your message the first time. they've got work to do. Now, we're still looking for people to join the team. We found one new member who will be joining very soon, within next week, I think. For a female co-host, we've got Carmel, the voice of God. And we've still got Lynette. She's sitting over there. But they do have every now and then some work to do as well. So if they don't join, it's because they're doing something else, or they're working on a project, or they're on TikTok, or, you know. So it depends on availability. But I am working full time to find you, all the viewers, a male and female co-host, to find the perfect balance of providing news and information to the people. We've got to give the people what they want. So bear with me, Tex. Bear with me. Michael W. says, is Jay high at this moment? Possibly. That is possible. Carmel, what say you?
I have no comment on that. He could be.
Maybe a caffeine high? He didn't specify what kind of high.
That's true. That is true.
That's right.
But you handle your coffee well. You don't get the jitters.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. I drink about, on average, I think it's normal, 2 or 3 at least coffees a day.
That is too much for me.
I don't know if
me.
That's normal. I hope that's normal. Maybe, maybe not. Oh, there he is. Coffee for the crew and arena. PG Santa, thank you very much, good sir, for your donation. Wow. No? Carmel? No?
Oh, sorry.
Carmel's a bit thinking off about, like, rails today. Very difficult to work with today, this Carmel. yeah, I'm coffee for the crew. All right, coffee for the crew on PG Santa, guys. Can we thank PG Santa?
Woo!
They're all cheering for you, PG. And Arena. Okay. Is Arena in the chat as well?
Yeah.
I see.
We have a comment still from Wu-Tang Life.
Okay.
I'll be in Bangkok tomorrow. Love to take the Voice of God or Jay out for lunch or a drink.
Oh, nice. That's very nice. Yeah, we'd love to chill with you, Wu-Tang. What are we doing tomorrow? Are we doing something tomorrow?
Tomorrow's a Thursday.
It is a Thursday. You're welcome to come and visit us, Wu-Tang. Why don't you just send us an email at info@thetiger.com and we can set up an appointment and we can figure it out. We'll make sure that you don't get any non-alcoholic beer. Yeah. here we go. Montfleur, baby. Like Mont Blanc for glasses, says Zoe, still moving about. Montfleur is very good.
Isn't it expensive?
No, it's like 20. 20 baht. 21 or 22 baht.
That's
per bottle.
Double.
No, it's not. Double of what? Like a 1.5 liter bottle?
Oh, 1.5 liter. Okay.
Yeah. Minere is 20. Minere is my favorite tasting water. Then Montfleur is like right there. Yeah, I wish I could have Perrier, but to be honest, I don't see the big deal about Perrier. I think if you're more into sparkling water, I'm not European, so I don't like sparkling water. PG Santa says he ends up buying Nestle water.
And I told him to just go with Crystal.
Which always makes him feel bad since Nestle is the devil, apparently. Allegedly, PG Santa. Allegedly. Yes.
When you were talking about Chang and Sing water.
Yeah.
And then we were slightly on the topic of beer.
Mm-hmm.
PG Santa said Leo for the win. And then a lot more people agreed. And see, I told you Leo is good.
Oh, okay. I see. PG Santa says, Jay, hire Arena away from Faz West. I definitely can't afford it, PG Santa. We've thought about it. Can't afford it, mate. These real estate people, I tell you. Any other comment? You're doing a good job. Appreciate the effort. I hope he's talking to us. Thank you very much, Ray Bond. It's very nice of you. Mojo82 says the last week of co-hosts has been brilliant. Thank you very much, Mojo82. We do plan to get more and more co-hosts on. I hope you understand that it depends on their availability as much as us. Like, we have a daily show. We come in here every day and we have a time that we start. However, a lot of people that we want to invite, you know, they say yes, but they're like, hey, can I do it in 2 weeks or can I do it on, you know, the 22nd, I'll be free at that time. Some of them have kids. Some of them don't wake up that early. Some of them, they work in the night, like, you know, they have restaurant business or whatever. They don't wake up that, they have to be at their restaurant in the morning or something. So it depends on availability, but we are working hard to find more and more people that can come and co-host or can come and be a guest and someone you can meet. You know, it's something interesting. It's something that no other show in Thailand really does. There are people who, you know, the many sources of news. We provide the news every day, and we always will, at least the main headlines. But we're interested in inviting interesting and smart and fun and entertaining and crazy people and sharing them with you so that you too can enjoy their content or enjoy them as people. Choo-choo. Alpha Bravo says, do you two know which party you're going to vote? Well, for the elections.
Yeah.
Upcoming elections.
Can you vote?
Can I vote?
Yeah.
I think I can now, soon. But maybe next year I can vote. Not next year. I guess in the next 4 years. Officially. Allegedly. But I've never really thought about it before. You know, they asked me this in like my citizenship test. Or this was a possible question that if someone were to ask me, like, hey, if you were to change your nationality to a Thai citizen, who would you vote for? Are you interested in the government? Mm-hmm. And I just gave them the most honest answer ever, which was, guys, I work in the media, all right? Like, I know now I work in, like, news and stuff like that, but for 10 years... I only did like corporate media production work. Like, I have no interest in politics, and I just want the world to be a good place. And I don't even probably have enough, at that point, I was like, I don't think I have enough knowledge to even comment about the fact that someone is doing a good job or not doing a good job in a country where I'm a guest. So I let the people talk for themselves. Carmelo?
Yes?
Did you not have your coffee this morning?
I don't drink coffee.
All right.
Someone is
maybe
asking,
you should. Yeah.
Maybe do a show somewhere out on location again. Like when you used to do it in a hotel lobby in Bangkok and Phuket. Aren't you going to Phuket?
I am. Mm. Ladies and gentlemen, breaking news. I will be in Phuket from March. It's not confirmed yet, but around March, third week of March is where I'm planning to go. I plan to go there for a week. I don't think I can be away from here for more than a week, but it's looking like a week at least. So third week of March to fourth week of March. Yeah. Ta-tun. When you sit in the hotel lobbies in Bangkok and Phuket. Oh, is he talking about GMT, tech symbol? Maybe yeah, do a yeah. show somewhere GMT. Out on location. Yeah. Well, here's the deal. Like, so Phuket's almost confirmed. I have to go to Phuket, third week of March, so fourth week of March. After that, I also have to go to Pattaya. I have some duties to fulfill for the sponsors. So we will be in Pattaya, I'm guessing April, which is a good time to be in Pattaya. A lot of things happening for Songkran. So excited for that. Yeah.
Yes, nice. Kasna asked, any information on how the princess is doing? Heard nothing here. No media outlets are reporting on that.
Yeah, Kasna, unfortunately, like that. The information on that is the same as that they had given last time, that she's still recovering. We still have no updates or information on the condition of the princess. Mm. Wu Chang Lef says, I love Bolt in Thailand. Saves you from getting ripped off from the street taxis. Street taxis are all right. If you know the price and if it's like a regular guy, it's all right. But yes, I prefer using Bolt just like you, Wu Chang Lef. I don't know why, but recently I felt like the motorbike drivers drive crazier than ever. Like, they all seem to be in more of a rush and constantly, like, braking hard. And, like, by the time I get off the bike, like, I see my hand and it's, like, just completely red because I've held on to the bike handles at the back for so hard. Motorbike driving here is just oosh. Mojo82 says, am I welcome at the office next week? Mojo82, as a Tiger Elite, you are welcome to the office at any time, Mojo. You have our email. Please send us an email at info@thetiger.com and we'll set up an appointment for you and we'll make sure that we roll out the red carpet for you, good sir.
Nice.
Ooh, Ray Bond says, is next Monday a no booze holiday? Ladies and gentlemen, another breaking news. Not breaking news, but an update. Next Monday is actually a public holiday. It is Maha Busha Day, which is a very prominent and big religious holiday in Thailand, which also means is a no booze holiday. You are absolutely right, Ray Bond. You will not be able to purchase alcohol from Tops, supermarkets, 7-Eleven, Most clubs are closed, or if you go to a club or pub, you're not allowed to sell alcohol visibly. And yeah, it's basically like a no party time kind of day. It's a day where, you know, it's a religious holiday. You go and pay merit to the monks and the temples. Yes. Also, it's a public holiday, so we've actually decided that we're going to take a long weekend. So we've decided to give the team a long weekend. So Saturday, Sunday, Monday, we will be off, and after Friday, we will be back only on Tuesday.
Yes.
Breaking news. Breaking news. Zoe still moving about says, "I love you, Jay. Please sign my baby's head." Zoe, I would love to sign your baby's head.
You would?
I've never signed a baby's head. I don't know if that's ink poisoning or I don't know. Babies are precious. We must protect them. Maybe you can buy like a replica fake baby for me to sign. Yeah. Mojo82 says, just go to the mom and pop's hole in the wall. Yes,
that's
you can.
That's actually true. Yeah.
You can go to the mom and pop's hole in the wall shops to buy your alcohol. Like, they have basic like Regency or like Leo beer and stuff. But police are out on the lookout for that a lot more so than before. So
just be very careful.
Yeah, just be very careful. Like, you know, get a bag with you that you can just put them in. Like, don't visibly be walking around like looking like you just bought like 10 bottles or something. But yeah, it's available. Allegedly, if you know where to look.
Yeah. Mandalik Esra says to stock up the booze. So I think best to do is stock up on Sunday so that you don't have to make your booze runs.
All right. Booze cruise. All right, ladies and gentlemen. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. It's Wednesday. Normally nothing good happens on a Wednesday, but we hope you have a great Wednesday. And comment below after the live video on any of the topics today or any questions you have to ask for us. We read each and every one of your comments. So comment away. We'll see you live once again tomorrow morning. Until then, take care. See you. Bye-bye.
Bye.